DW Deutsche Welle News.
This is Lucia Walton in Bonn. The US Supreme Court has struck down a law that defined marriage as only between a man and woman. In a landmark ruling, the court decided that part of the Defense of Marriage Act was unconstitutional because it didn't recognize gay couples as being equal to heterosexual couples. Wednesday's ruling now makes same-sex partners eligible for the same legal benefits. The court also declined to rule on a California ban on same-sex marriage, known as Proposition 8. Deutsche Welle's Max Hoffmann is in Washington following events.
Same-sex marriage used to be legal in California until Proposition 8 came along in 2008. There were a couple of rulings then by lower courts that said Proposition 8 is unconstitutional. Nevertheless, they let Proposition 8 stand to wait what the higher courts would say. Now, the Supreme Court said that they would not take up this case of Proposition 8, effectively letting the rulings of the lower courts stand.
Wednesday's ruling on the Defense of Marriage Act could pave the way for gay unions in California. Meanwhile, U.S. President Barack Obama said the gay marriage ruling has righted a wrong and that the country is better off for it. He issued a statement whilst flying to Africa on Wednesday. Obama will start his week-long visit in Senegal and is due to meet Senegal's President Macky Sall on Thursday. Obama is also scheduled to meet South Africa's President Jacob Zuma on Friday. Former South African leader and anti-apartheid icon Nelson Mandela is still critically ill in a Pretoria hospital, but the White House said it is his family's decision as to whether Obama should visit the 94-year-old. Mandela has been in hospital for nearly 3 weeks with a lung infection. In other news now, Russia's President Vladimir Putin says that US intelligence whistleblower Edward Snowden has been in the transit zone of a Moscow airport since flying in from Hong Kong at the weekend. Snowden is wanted by the US for leaking highly sensitive information to the media about a secret government surveillance program. It's alleged the 30-year-old obtained the information while working as a contractor for the National Security Agency in the US. The US has accused Russia and China of assisting the fugitive. President Putin explained why they haven't extradited Snowden to the US.
We can hand over foreign citizens to countries with which we have an appropriate international agreement on the extradition of criminals. We don't have such an agreement with the United States.
British Foreign Secretary William Hague has become involved in the row over data privacy in the light of the leaked intelligence. He defended the need for surveillance programs.
We cannot protect the people of our countries without devising some of the response to those threats in secret.
Snowden has applied for asylum in Ecuador, but the country's authorities warned it could take weeks to rule on his bid. Meanwhile, Germany's lower house of parliament, the Bundestag, has called for clarity on foreign wiretapping and surveillance programs. During a debate on Wednesday, members of parliament discussed how to guarantee privacy in the light of controversial surveillance programs in the US and Britain. You're listening to Deutsche Welle News. Australia's Prime Minister Julia Gillard has been ousted by former Premier Kevin Rudd in a leadership ballot. Rudd won by 57 votes to Gillard's 45 in a ballot of Labour Party lawmakers. Gillard promised to retire from politics if she lost. The London-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says 100,000 people have been killed in Syria since the conflict began in 2011. The non-governmental organisation also said the figure includes 18,000 rebel fighters and over 36,000 civilians. The group relies on a network of activists, doctors and lawyers on the ground in Syria for its information. Meanwhile, Saudi Arabia urged global action, saying that the civil war had turned into genocide as fierce fighting raged in the capital, Damascus. For more news and information, visit our website at dw.de. Lucia Walton, Deutsche Welle News.